Blog Talk Radio.
To Christ, who is the head of my life. Praise God to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastor, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to all the ministers, all the mothers, praise God, all the deacons, all the prophets, praise God, to the intercessors, to the youth, praise God, to all our men, women and children of ADM Ministry, we bid you a good morning. in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, Illinois, and our new partner, Delaware. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in this day. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from all our iniquity and pain. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. This is a blessed day that the Lord has allowed you and I to be here one more time in the land of the living. Oh, bless his holy name. For we can do great things in this day for the kingdom of God. Oh, bless his holy name. And we go out and spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ and help our fellow man. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The homeless, praise God. Help them, the youth, praise God, in the name of Jesus. If help, where help is needed, hallelujah. For our God is an awesome God. And he said he'll never leave nor forsake any of us. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. But now God has to leave and go get that one. Go get that one. Praise God. And we've got many ones that has to be gotten on today to bring them back into the fold in the name of Jesus. For the day is winding down. The time is getting short. And Jesus is on his way back. Oh, yes, he is. On his way back to claim his people, his sheep, of his pasture. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So let us not be weary and well-doing. Let us go. Let us go and do the will of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his holy name. On today. On today. Make it a priority on today to say something to somebody, praise God, and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and his love for them. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, also, and God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I come to you, God. First, give me the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor, Hallelujah, to my husband, Deacon Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. Give honor to Pastor Smith and Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone in ADM ministry this morning. Father God, as I come to you this morning, God, coming to your throne boldly in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you this morning, God, to forgive us for our sin that we committed, God. Oh, God, forgive us the way that we thought in our mind thinking, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Forgive us even for the things that we said and we realized and we knew that it wasn't you, God. So we repent this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Oh, God, we thank you for breathing down on us, God, giving us another opportunity and another chance, God, to get it right with you, giving us another opportunity, Lord, to magnify your name, God, because we realize you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you how you kept us out last night and up to this front, God. You didn't have to do it all over shake up, but you did, God. You had the angels all around our home, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You had the angels going around our door, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, yes, in the Lord, say, God, the enemy is walking to and fro, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, in the Lord, God. We thank you for your safety, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As we rose this, as you allowed us to rose this morning, God, we begin to, the Lord, say, rise, God. Some of us begin to just say thank you, Lord, for another day. Some of us begin to just to praise you on a day. Some of us begin to just to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, say, God, in spite of the aches and pains, God, in spite of the difficulties, God, but yet and still we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, how you're constantly, hey, glory to God, providing for us, God, putting food on our tables, God, making a way out of vulnerable, hey, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to heal in our bodies, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Somebody be like, I turn to the most to just to say hallelujah, glory be to God this morning, because he is worthy. Oh, God, let us begin to push ourselves aside, God, and let you come in and have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we are welcome this morning. Welcome to come in, the most say, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, the most say, God. We thank you for amazing grace this morning, God. Hey, God, oh, my son, the most say, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your bread, the most say, God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. As we lift up every minister that it is this morning, God, and speak them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God, in these terrible days, God. Let them continue to stay up on the wall. Begin to cry out like never before. Cry out and spare them not. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Begin this constantly calling the name of Jesus, God. Constantly calling his word, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. I ask that you shield and protect every minister that the bill of fence around them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. I'm so glad that I'm going to say, God, to see another that I can't help but to say thank you. I say I thank you this morning, God. In spite of all, if nobody else don't say thank you, God, the honorable share, I say thank you, God. I thank you for the joy that is running in my soul this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick vessel this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let your fire, how about shine down on the fall upon them, God, this morning, how about the motion? And let them realize, by your strength, he go by shine down on the motion. He's already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the stirring of the Holy Ghost, God. I thank you, Lord, my son, the motion, God. I can't help myself, God, and I don't know my son, the motion, God. I thank you. God, the motion, God. I realize some of my dad didn't never have joy. He go by shine down on the motion. But I can tell you today, the joy of the Lord is your strength, God, my God. Oh, God, we realize some don't have peace, God, my son, the motion, God. Oh, but this peace is unspeakable peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, no matter what you go through, God, the motion, God, you'll still have your peace, God. Let's continue to push like never before. God, we thank you for the pushing, God. We thank you for the stretching, God. We thank you for the making, God. We thank you for pulling down the holes, the whole strong hopes this morning, God. We thank you for breaking every change in our life, God. We thank you for breaking every generation curse this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for walking down the halls of the Moshe, God, of the mental institution, God, in the jailhouse, God, hospital of the eyes of the Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator for him this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Even going to the high rise, oh, the Moshe, God, shield them and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, these are perilous days, God. And that's why it's so important to begin to call on the name of Jesus. I'm asking the Lord to come in and save you. And the Lord shall wash you in his blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're crying out this morning for every soul that is, Harobo Shay. Even up in the government, Ekobo Shay, people, we cry out for them too, Harobo God, to make the right decision there about Sam Harobo Shay, God. But only you can do it, the Yashat, huh? Only you can give them a mind and a heart of a Boshay, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, hallelujah, this morning, Harobo Shay, God. Oh God, we thank you, we magnify your name this morning. Oh God, we thank you for each country, every city, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue, the Robo Shay, God. Hey, glory to God. Continue to cry out, Father, about tonight. Oh, save, deliver, and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize you're coming back in a hurry, God, about tonight, Robo Shay, God. That's when we need to be in a hurry, God, to get our houses in order. God, Robo Shay, soon he'll come. Soon he'll be back, God, Robo Shay. In the name of Jesus, God, Robo Shay, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory to God. These things we ask in you, God, of the Most High, God. In the name of Jesus, God, of the Most High, we ask in you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray, how about signed out of the Most High, this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. Glory, we magnify right now, today, Lord God, right where we are, in our prayer closet, on our way to work, on our job, whatever we may do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We bow down right now before you.
In the name of
that you send your Holy Spirit right now.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, to rescue us on today. On today, Lord God. Today being new, Father God, to break off every chain and every shackle. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your perfect will. Have your perfect way in everything that the mother just prayed in this corporate prayer. And Lord, if there be anything left out, Father God, you see all, you know all. Lord, we ask you through your Holy Spirit to come and fix it, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and have your way. Come, Holy Spirit, and have access totally right now in every one of our lives, no matter where, internationally, locally. In the name of Jesus, in Atlanta, glory be to God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move right now as never before. Holy Spirit, move. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes. We feel you, Holy Spirit. You're here. Glory to God. Thank you for coming. Have your way. Fix us up, Holy Spirit. Shake us right now. Make us right now. In the name of Jesus. The mold is ready. The mold is ready. Shape us right now. For Lord God is the potter, and we are the clay. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Right now. Right now. Where we are, meet us at our knees spiritually right now, Father God, your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you, glory, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, for coming to see about us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you because we can do nothing without you, Holy Spirit.
But
we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Oh, glory. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Touch us right now. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Move in us right now and through us. Hallelujah. That we feel your love right now. We feel your warmth right now. We feel your tenderness right now. We feel your renewing power right now. We feel your anointing power, Holy Spirit, right now. Oh, glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. That we may receive from you, Holy Spirit. For the Lord has sent us, each and every one of us, right now. Dispense, Holy Spirit. Dispense what the Lord has sent. Oh, glory be to God. And help us to receive it right now. Holy Spirit. Oh, have your way. Holy Spirit. As we come and bow before you, we receive you right now. That you touch us. Oh, glory. Whatever the situation, Holy Spirit, you're here to attend. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So come.
Yes.
Have your way. Right now, Holy Spirit. Glory, Yoruba. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you for being here. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
We thank you for being here. Oh,
thank
Lord.
You,
we thank you for your love and your touch. Glory, hallelujah.
Lord.
Holy Spirit, work on our mind. Work on our hearts. Work on our thought process. Work on our talk. Work on our walk. Whatever, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that needs fixing, that may be offensive, oh God, through your Holy Spirit, you come right now. Hallelujah. And have your perfect will. And have your perfect will on today.
Lord.
And we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the honor. We give your name the glory, Lord God,
Lord
Jesus, and Holy Spirit. We thank
you.
And we praise you. And we glorify you. Will you be present here today with us, knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you, Holy
Spirit.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
glory,
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We
thank
you.
Lord.
We thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. Oh, glory. Just such a beautiful anointing power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just knowing. Just knowing. Praise God. He's always there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He always hears us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter. 24/7. Late in the evening, in the midnight hour. Two or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
He is there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is just reach in and connect.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel the Holy Spirit moving right now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for meeting us in that quiet place, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And attend to every one of our needs.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
bless
you.
Your holy name. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Yes.
He's here right now. Hallelujah. You haven't locked in and grasped the hold. Do it right now. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let the time pass. Glory, do it right now. Glory, hallelujah. Open up your mind. Open up your heart. Be receptive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. The Lord is blessed in these days. Glory be to God. We need the Lord. We need the Holy Spirit. We need His discernment. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
Oh, glory to remove, maneuver us through.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Yes.
To be God's will.
Oh, my God.
Glory, hallelujah. To move in alignment.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
He'll
send back his prophet. Praise God. And he did it. He did it.
Yes, the Lord.
We know his word doesn't come back void. So, Lord, every thing that you have for us spiritually, oh, glory be to God. God, we receive it. And we thank you.
God.
Glory, hallelujah. And we say hallelujah to your name. We say glory to your name. And we thank you, Lord, to your name.
We need you, Lord.
You are wise, living God. The glory and majesty and honor and holiness and righteousness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Glory,
we thank you.
We need the Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
We need you. Hallelujah. We need you,
Lord. Just raise a hand to the Lord and surrender all to all we hope.
Oh, God.
We give you a wave, Lord. We give you a wave for you. This morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Acknowledge
you, Lord.
You are.
Lord, say God, we thank
the
you.
Author of
yes,
the finisher.
Lord, 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 say God,
God,
thank you. This.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, we do, God. Glorify your name, God. In the name
we can't thank you,
God. Lord,
we can't praise you enough.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Can't honor you enough. Oh, God.
Lord, Lord, say God.
Because of who you are. Lord, God.
Yes, Lord.
And what you need. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
God,
oh, glory,
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, glory,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Wipe
out every
thank
death
you.
Of sin.
Yes,
glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
made a way yes, of escape. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yes,
your
God
takes
God.
As such.
Oh, yes.
And we can't conquer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because of you. Because of your power. Because of your living word. Because of your Holy Spirit, we live on today. And we say, we can make it because of you.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way in us, your people, on today. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. As far as they go, Lord God, have your way. Have your way. Reclaim all of your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord God. Do it. Shake, shake, shake. Each and every one of them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Change them, oh God. Give them a change of heart. Give them a change of mind. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let them turn, Lord God, from their wicked ways. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
Let them do a 360. Turn around, oh God.
Yes,
get themselves up, dust themselves off,
yes,
and move
Lord.
On in you, Father God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit,
Lord.
Have your way.
Lord.
And continue,
in the name of
Lord God,
Jesus, Lord.
To make him mold the
yes,
saints of God.
In the name
of
Jesus,
to make it in. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Help us to stay. on the straight and the narrow way.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Not looking to the right, not looking behind, but pressing forward to the high mark and calling of you, Christ Jesus. Let us be steadfast.
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. In our walk.
Yes.
In our faith.
Yes,
coming
Lord,
to you, Lord God. Let us be steadfast. Unmovable. And always, always about in the works of the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. We magnify your holy name because of who you are on today. You're holy.
Thank you.
You're righteous. And we thank you.
Lord.
You're amazing.
Yes, yes.
You're such an amazing God. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you.
Yes. Thank
you. Majesty. Oh, glory. Because of who you are.
Lord.
We can make it. We can take it. We can get a second wind. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
We can.
In our fight.
Yes.
In the battle. Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We can do it. Through you, Christ Jesus.
We
can do it. No matter what it is. It's only a test of our faith.
Yes, it is.
To take us higher. In you. Hallelujah. Let us see that, Lord God. Let us understand that, Lord God. It's only a test of our faith. And we can make it. Because we can take it. Because we got to go through it to get to you, Lord God. So, Lord, shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. From the crown of our head to the soul. God,
yes.
Oh, bless your holy name. Oh, bless
in
your
the
holy
name.
And God, you are a good God. Oh, glory. You are amazing, God. You're wondrous in all of your works towards us.
Lord.
And we say thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
say
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And thank we know it's only you, Lord God. Nobody but Jesus.
Oh,
nobody
yes.
but God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Shake us.
Ooh,
shake
yes,
us.
Lord.
Shake us. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Shake us.
Yes, Lord.
You shake us. Shake us, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Wake up.
Jacob,
oh, glory.
Yes,
the things
Lord.
Of God that's on the inside of us.
Yes,
wake it
Lord.
Up.
Jacob,
oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
that it'll rise
yes,
above it all. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
take flight like an eagle. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Loving us. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For your grace. For your mercy. For your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
For your kindness.
Thank you,
for everything, Father God.
Yes.
No matter how big, how small. No matter how in between. No matter. But just because, Father God,
thank you.
That you do for us,
thank
that you sustain us. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
holy
you.
Is your name. Follow it,
yes.
my name.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
Holy is your name. And we
yes.
thank you, Lord God.
Thank
and we
you.
Praise you, Lord God. Because
yes.
you are
Hallelujah.
Our daddy, our father. Our Lord,
yes.
Jehovah, oh glory,
yes.
hallelujah,
thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank
oh,
you, Jesus,
thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus,
oh,
so we say,
you.
Have your way,
yes,
have your
Lord.
Way,
yes,
in us,
we do, Lord.
And through
yes.
us, on
Amen.
Today, in
yes.
Jesus' name, God,
Amen.
Just take
thank
us a little further. Take
yes,
us a little further in you, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, that
yes.
we won't let go. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That we receive it in our heart,
yes.
and
yes,
in our
Lord.
Minds, what you
yes,
have
Lord.
For us. on today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
And we say thank you.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
Be your holy name. To
yes.
God.
Thank
Father.
You, Lord.
God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
To
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Our
thank
daddy.
You.
Oh, praise
yes.
God.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Thank you. God,
thank
we thank you.
You.
We
thank
say
you,
thank
Lord.
You enough. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we
yes.
say, Lord God, continue
yes,
to work
Lord.
In us to have
yes.
your perfect will and
yes,
your
Lord.
Perfect will in
yes,
us
Lord.
Today. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. In
amen.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to move on a little bit further. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And just have a little nugget for you here. Amen. And it's coming
amen.
Out of Matthew. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Matthew, 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Matthew 18, beginning at the first verse. And it reads as such. Amen. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except
yeah.
ye be converted, that means ye be changed, amen, and become
yeah.
as little children. Now, we know how little children are. They're humble. They'll listen. They'll
amen.
Do what you ask, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. They're
amen.
Not cold-hearted. They're not stiff-necked. They're not
amen.
Hard-headed, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
For they are humble, amen,
yes.
in their way.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Lord wants us to be as those little children. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
God. Amen. The character
yes.
that little children have, that's what God wants in us. Praise God.
Amen.
Why? Because he's a God of love, and he
yes,
made
he
us.
Amen.
In that love. Praise
yes.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, humble is the way. Amen.
Amen.
So
yes.
praise God. Amen. So
amen.
Now, he wants us to be converted as little
amen.
Children. And
yes.
you not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. If you're not, praise God. Whosoever
amen.
Therefore shall humble himself as this
yes,
little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the disciples, amen, praise God, they were a little selfish. Because their motive when they came to Jesus is to find out which one of them, amen, would be greater than the other one that God would take into heaven basically first with him. Amen. And Jesus had to sit them down and teach them, amen, like he's teaching us on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, okay, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receive
yes.
me. Praise God.
Amen.
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 For the children, remember now, children are only a loan. Praise God. God loans them to us. But they belong to God, just like us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So, and whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name,
yes.
receive me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones,
yes.
which
hallelujah.
Believe in me, it mm. were better for him that a millstone were hanged
amen.
About his neck and
amen.
That he were drowned in the depths
yes.
of the sea. Amen.
Amen.
Right
amen.
Here, offending the little ones. And we
yes.
have so much of that going on today.
Oh,
amen. Praise
yes.
God. with our children in the high schools, kindergartens.
Man.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Individual come over and babysit.
Amen.
Praise God. But such is the kingdom of heaven, is the little children. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. And when we offend one of those, we offend the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So,
yes.
Humble his little children on today. Amen.
Amen.
Let the Lord
Amen.
In your life and your heart on today.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That a millstone will not be hung around your neck. Amen. For the children
Amen.
Are our future. Praise God. And at this time,
yes.
we're going to bring in, praise God, amen, our own pastor, amen, Temple
amen.
Spencer. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. How is everybody doing this morning? God bless you all.
Bless, bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're definitely going to have to get at, and I hope the Lord redirect us, redirect out into this scripture, because this scripture really need to be drive so deep. You know, it's so much of depth to this, and I wish that the saints of God really take their time and really look at it. Because, you know, it's one thing to have a relationship with God, but it's another thing to be positioned to where you are submitted to God. And what the scripture basically was talking about, what you were saying, Pastor Smith, it was talking about submission and position.
Amen.
Submission and position. And, you know, we got to position ourselves as a child. Now, you know, and the reason why we can really say that, because even Paul, he said it in his verse, he said, when I was a child, I acted as a child, but when I become an age, I put away childish things. Amen? So that's
Amen.
Talking about character and matureness. That's talking about his character and matureness. But his submission and position is with as a child. And, you know, and that's what a lot of saints be messing up at, because we don't want to listen to authority figure. We want to be the authority. We don't want to submit to no one. We want
Amen.
Someone to submit to us. So basically what Jesus was saying, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven because you don't know how to submit. Because it ain't going to be nothing but one head muncher up in heaven. You might
Amen.
Go rain down here and boost your culture around here, but it ain't going to be no one but one main function. Now, this is the reason why I really want the saints to really look at this scripture and drive it down real deep in their spirit, because you got to understand this here. If you can submit it, right, you got a relationship
Amen.
With God.
Yeah.
Do you think you're still going to enter the kingdom of heaven? Uh-oh. So that's why the scripture even say, a saint will barely make it in. You will barely make it in. You know, some folks, you know, you got this ego issue. We got this thing. We don't want to listen to nobody. We got this thing going on. We got this. Well, as a child know how to submit and the position themselves to submit. Amen? To the authority figure that is over there. To the one that is positioned over there. You know, many of us cannot even submit to leadership that God placed over us. Where do you think you're going to submit to God? So many of us, we don't even, so many of us, we don't submit to God when he tells us to do things in our own personal life, but yet we got in there and say, I'm going to heaven. We got in there and say, we're going to heaven. You know, and let me get real with you, and I know we all over the world, but there's something about our after America culture, we have a problem with submission. We have a problem with leadership. We need a leader. It's our own saying. It's our own saying. Not enough enemy. There's enough chiefs, but not enough enemy. We got so many chiefs. You know, in the scripture, after feeling this stuff, he wants the man of God to follow me as I follow after Christ. We all submitting after God's own heart. You know, it's a new individual. And I wish this could spread into the church, it could spread into your homes, it could spread into the community all over, because at the end of the day, we all got to learn to submit to something. And we all got to be positioned to where pastors, we got to be able to be teachable. A lot of times we are not able to be teachable. Some of us are like these hard-headed children of God, where we know it all. You just come into this world and now you know it all. You know, you're 12 years old, 13 years old, now you know it all. You know how it goes, you know how it's done. And sometimes we treat God the same exact way, like we know what's going on. Oh, yeah, God, you got me in the test. You're going to give me this. You're going to give me that. No. That's what you're assuming, and that's what you're figuring out. And God didn't call you to try to predict him. God didn't call you. And a lot of us, we've been in that position where we got our own children trying to predict us. And the prediction is really trying to control us, to tell us the direction where we need to go and what we should do. What we do, we put them right back in their place. We put the child right back in that place. And I was saying, when you transition over, if you already not positioned as a child that is humble, you can listen to Kingdom of Heaven, because it's only one half individual up in heaven, and that's God himself. So we understand that. That's why saints, you really have to look at this, because I know a lot of, you know, I was thinking about how many saints of God that passed on but could not submit to nobody.
Come on, amen.
Because they got to face God without humility or humbleness as a child.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. We have to really look at this, amen.
Hallelujah.
We got to really look at this. You know, that's why I really want to dig in to people who are being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because one thing about being filled with the Holy Ghost, it brings a sense of humbleness and humility in you to the submission of God, to the leadership authority. Many people who are not walking into a submission place or a place as a child, amen, they need to question the Holy Ghost. Because one thing about the Holy Ghost when you're fulfilled, it holds itself to the authority of the Father in the Son. And also, he was God himself. He holds himself out to the Son in the Holy Ghost. And like we were teaching on Sunday, you know, the teaching was on Sunday, you didn't see God come in the earth and the New Testament to overpower the work of Jesus. You didn't see that. You didn't see the Holy Ghost come on the scene to overpower the work of God in Jesus in the Old and New Testament. You didn't see that. The Holy Ghost began to reign when Jesus ascended back up to heaven. They all submit to what he placed in each other. What happened to the body of Christ where we cannot submit? We got this going on. We got that going on. You know, if we had a sin going on, we'd be in a better place than we are right now.
Amen.
We have so much going on. But because we cannot follow ourselves, and we as a body of Christ, and we as a minority, amen, we got to learn how to humble ourselves. And look at this thing, somebody trying to control your life, somebody trying to take over. Well, what are you going to do when you go to heaven? And when God say, well, these are the rules, these are the stuff, you're going to say, oh, you just trying to take over my spiritual life now. I already been bowed down here on earth, and now you going to try to tell me what to do? Y'all going to try to tell me what to do in heaven now? We need to recognize this is what got Satan kicked out of heaven. Because he couldn't hold himself, and he couldn't submit himself. And he got kicked out. Saints of God, you got to understand, and please, I really want you to take some time to dissect this and really look at this here, because many people, you got a relationship, but you got a relationship that you can't submit. It's a terrible thing to be in a relationship with somebody, and the individual that you're in a relationship with, they very strong. They don't want to listen. They can't submit. You can't submit to him. She can't submit to you. And all you going to do is just get everybody back ahead. One individual put another way. Nobody cannot submit to nobody. Nobody cannot offer themselves down to anybody. All you got is a divided house.
That's all. Amen. Amen.
And we have to understand, you know, Jesus said the greatest commandment is love, you know, and it also said, how can you love me that you don't love thy neighbor?
Amen.
So how can you say, for God, I'm with you, but you cannot be with that thy neighbor that he loves up? So we got to really evaluate our walk. You got to really evaluate our fulfillment of the Holy Ghost, amen? Because this is where we got a lot of people got the Holy Ghost that they cannot submit on their leadership or authority. They cannot humble themselves down, but they are filled with the Holy Ghost. They tongue speaking folks, amen?
Come on.
I just say, please say it in tongues and don't speak them over here because I don't need nobody chanting, amen? Because one thing about the Holy Ghost, it knows how to submit. If you're a pastor, you're an apostle, you're a bishop, you're this or you're that. You know how to submit. You know, I am a leader. I'm not going to go into the full details of the leader or of the individual, you know what I mean? A very great ranking individual that's been in for a long time gave me a call the other day and said that the man spoke to me and told me that pastor, that I need to submit a prayer. I need to submit up on some of your teaching. You know, I need to submit. You know, I need to submit up on some of your teaching. Now, what really blew my mind, because when you start dealing with apostles and bishops and pastors that have been in this thing for about 40, 50 years, we have an ego issue. We really don't know how to humble ourselves and say, you know what, I need to submit. Somebody has something inside of them that I need and I know that I don't have it all. You know, that is a very humble thing. And it's amazing how we're bringing this back, you know, You got to understand, you don't know what your neighbor has inside of them that's going to help you to get to your next place, and your next place of your destiny if you don't never humble yourself. And you never submit to it. You never submit. Submission. You know, I do it all the time. Amen. Just like this morning, I had to submit to Pastor Smith as he hosting the broadcast, and I had to press one and wait on my opportunity to come in once he released me to come in. Other than that, I had to sit back in the way and let him sum up his sermon. He might got to me, or he might not. Either way, I still have to be in the place to submit to the whole for whoever he is. You can press a button or whatever. No, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you're filled with the Spirit of God, it's not about control or overpowering. It's about holiness and humbling yourself down. Submission. Amen. The body of Christ is losing. That's what we are lacking. We got a whole bunch of tongues still prophesying to the individual, but we got individuals cannot submit on leadership and authority. And saints of God, you've got to start rebuking that and covering your spirit, because one thing they needed you to hell bound. And it's scripture, because Jesus even said, if you want to get in the kingdom of heaven, you got to humble yourself down as a child. Position yourself as a child. Humble yourself. And if you gonna begin to accept different things, accept individual, that's why individual gonna say this, all this kind of stuff, where you at? Where you stay where? Are you stable? What you got going on and all that? Because if you cannot submit to something or somebody, you are raised into a rebellion, and you are dangerous down to enter into hell with your tongue speaking self.
Amen.
My goodness. Thank you, God. Let's get sealed, not with this paper Holy Ghost. Let's get sealed with the true Holy Ghost. Because the true Holy Ghost, it don't have no ego issues. The true Holy Ghost know how to humble yourself down. It know how to come into submission. Amen. The true Holy Ghost know how to walk into them areas and understand it don't make me less than an individual, no greater individual. It makes me to submit to the God, to the Spirit of the Lord inside another individual other than me all the time.
Amen.
My goodness. I just want to just come in and share with that. I got to go. Amen. what a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Sister Rob, please. You got to understand this. And I'm glad Pastor Smith brought it out. There's so much I want to drive and so much I want to pull out and let everyone really look at. And these are, this here is one of the things I really want to drive into more, because a lot of times people got to understand when we say we can pray in church, this is where we're praying in church,
mm-hmm.
especially when you can't submit. But yet you can speak in tongues and cry before God, but you can't submit
right.
to nothing. And you can't
I'm
submit
out.
To nobody. You can't
yeah.
open yourself down. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
No, you don't got the Holy Ghost. You got some type of psychological emotion that is irritating itself as the Holy Ghost because you have been
mm-hmm.
taught, you've been learned, and you've seen different
mm-hmm.
behavior, and now
mm-hmm.
you are mimicking. Because when the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
come in, it's a change take place. Holiness come in. Mission come in. You begin to begin to spy. And you see, one thing about it, I got to say this, and I'm going to go. One thing about the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
comes in, before it begins to prepare you for a life to be successful here on this earth, on this natural earth, it begins to prepare you for a life in heaven. And that's his position. He begins to set you up and prepare you to have a successful relationship for a life in heaven. Amen?
Yes.
That's what he begins to do when you first receive the Holy Ghost. He begins to work on you. He begins to work on inside of you. He only gives all his prophets me, and the Lord showed me this, that I got something for everybody. No. When the Holy Ghost first comes in, he begins to clean the house. He begins to get you into a place of harmony, submission.
Yeah. Yeah.
He begins to get you into a place to say, hey, you need to learn this. Hey, we need to stop this. He begins to regarment you so you can be ready any given time so you can cross over into heaven.
Amen.
There's something.
Amen.
I'm going off this morning. But there's something where we got people filled with the Holy Ghost, and they got a witness on everybody else, but their home is not right to transition to heaven. That's the first thing the Holy Ghost work on you about, the transition into heaven. Do you want to make sure your soul is right so you can spend eternity with the Father?
Amen.
And when he knows your soul is right, he'll begin to lead and guide you to things to have a successful life here on earth. But the first place is the kingdom. The second place is here on earth. And y'all got a shout at me, my goodness. I'm here. Listen, praise God, God bless you. I'm going to get ready to peace on out of here. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, don't forget about the fasting. 8 a.m. Saturday all over the world, and also meet us right back here all this week at 7 p.m. Amen. 7 p.m. We want to have some church. I don't know. I hope God send us back on this topic here. But I hope he do, my God, because we really need to understand if we see it with the Holy Ghost or not. Are we ready or not? We really need to be broken down and really looking to this other than this prayer church stuff. Amen. God bless you. Peace out. I'll see y'all tonight at 7 p.m. Thank you, Pastor Smith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. And he said a mouthful that we can take away.
Amen.
Mission and position. Just come to this show. Don't forget about our talent show, ADM Talent Show, coming this Saturday, March the 17th, from 5 to 9 p.m. $25. All others, amen. $10. Location, 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact, Sister Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. Tickets are going fast now. They're going fast. You can go on eventbrite.com and get your ticket. But they're going fast, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord.
Yeah.
So until we meet again, you have a God. Let's think. Amen. Thank God. And submit and position yourself.
Amen.
To be humble under the mighty hand of God. So you
amen.
With transition. Get up. Keep that thought. Keep that thought in your mind on today.
Amen.
As you go about your way. And remember, we love you.
and so does God. A family, a good family that prays together stays together.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Praise God. So pray for somebody, amen, other than yourself. Amen.
Amen.
And God
amen.
Will richly bless you. God bless you. Have a God-blessed day.
Amen.